Any creature that bites and kills a life-threatening animal. When somebody sees these creatures in his vicinity, he should kill him, even if that animal is not running towards him, even if he's running away from him. Other different types of creatures that it's known that they don't kill in that area. In certain places, snakes don't kill, some places scorpions don't kill, others they do. Then, if these creatures are running after him, still you're allowed to kill them. We're talking about a case where there is some concern that he can kill the person, but it's just a concern. Even so, once they're already running after the person, you're allowed to kill it. And the Shabbat says that we paskin that blocha shen yishrich l'gufa is only to our bottom. Because you're not killing it because you want to trap it, you want to kill it because you don't want it to hurt you. So, according to our opinion, even if it definitely will not endanger your life, but it can cause you major pain, that's enough reason that the Chazal permitted you to kill it. There's things like a snake bite, even if it's not a deadly snake bite, or a scorpion, a type of scorpion that definitely will not kill you, it's very painful. Therefore, it's permitted to kill them. But like a mosquito, you're not allowed to kill unless you're allergic to it and could cause. That's down the discomfort of this mosquito bite is not enough to be matter killing it. Ibn Lab also, these ones that are not a serious threat, they're going to kill you, you can't kill them unless they're running after you. If you see one on the floor and you just keep on walking and you happen to crush it, you're not required to move away. And Mr. Bruce says you're also allowed to trap it by covering it up with something. You're allowed to intentionally walk in the direction of a creature and crush it as long as it doesn't look that you are going out of your way to kill it.